Picture the most forgettable student in your high school class, the one so unremarkable that teachers literally invented a participation trophy just so they wouldn't walk across the graduation stage empty-handed. That was Jim VandeHei. Fast forward a few decades, and this same average kid sold two media empires for over $500 million. What changed? At 51, he got his first tattoo, a single word in Malawian, Zotika. It means it is possible. This simple philosophy transformed not just his career, but his entire approach to living. The distance between mediocrity and extraordinary success isn't talent or luck alone. It's the conscious decision to author your own story rather than drift through someone else's script. Everyone claiming they stumbled into success is lying. Behind every overnight achievement lies obsessive forethought and relentless execution. Are you actively writing your story or letting months blur into years without direction? The most powerful question, how do I want to be remembered? Not what do I want to accomplish, who do I want to be? Achievements fade, but character echoes. Sally Jenkins captures this. Nobody is born great. Greatness is constructed through daily choices. Every morning when you decide what to read, who to call, how to respond to frustration, you're laying another brick. Treat your life like a startup. Establish clear vision. Execute with discipline. Pivot when necessary. Document your journey. Triumphs and failures become your wisdom library. Send specific thank you notes, acknowledging no meaningful achievement happens alone. This intentionality isn't self-indulgent. It's taking responsibility for your impact and legacy. Breakthroughs begin with luck. Someone or something entering your life by chance. VandeHei's career changed when he impulsively called a newspaper owner who hired him despite zero experience, eventually leading to a career-altering Washington internship. Lucky people position themselves to receive serendipity, then pounce. Mark Zuckerberg wasn't just lucky to be at Harvard when social media emerged. He was coding obsessively, preparing to recognize and seize the Facebook opportunity. Luck is the intersection of preparation and openness to unexpected turns. Take more chances than feels comfortable. Throw yourself into opportunities beyond your capabilities. Be flexible enough to abandon plans when better paths materialize. Luck often begets luck, creating momentum through expanding networks and reputation. When someone gives you a chance, work harder than expected. When you succeed, create opportunities for others. The most fortunate people don't wait for luck. They hunt it down, recognize it instantly, and squeeze every drop of potential from it. VandeHei spent years proving himself after a guidance counselor said he wasn't college material. That chip on his shoulder became his competitive edge. The truth? Very few people are as confident as they seem. We're all tortured in some way. Michael Jordan famously weaponized every slight, transforming them into motivation. When that inner voice questions whether you belong, use it as fuel to prepare more thoroughly than anyone else. Turn "I don't deserve to be here" into "I'll work until I undeniably do." Give yourself grace about things you can't change. Not every insecurity needs conquering. Some just need acknowledgement. The most dangerous people in organizations can't admit their insecurities, leading to ego-driven decisions and undermining others. Leaders who acknowledge vulnerabilities while refusing to be limited by them create environments where everyone brings their authentic selves. The paradox? By embracing insecurity, you transcend it. VandeHei's biggest regret from running Politico? Months wasted complaining about bad actors. Every hour spent on revenge is time stolen from building. Bad people do bad things. Nothing changes them. Leave or ignore them. Everyone needs an autumn, someone trusted completely for wise, tough advice. When VandeHei nearly abandoned Politico in 2006, his wife Autumn sent a note quoting Churchill and Roosevelt, "Suck it up and grow a pair." Finding your autumn requires absolute trust, vulnerability about flaws, and willingness to accept hard truths. Mike Allen once cautioned VandeHei against attacking critics. Make sure when you look back, you'll be glad you did what you think you want to do. Find coaches, keep them, take their advice. Equally crucial is recognizing toxic relationships. Does a situation stir more negative than positive energy regularly? If so, reconsider your involvement. You become like the five people you spend most time with. Choose wisely and prune connections that drain rather than energize you. Brad McCarty, Messiah University's soccer coach with a 266-19-18 record, champions excellence over success. Excellence is controllable. Success depends on external factors. You could deliver the best pitch yet fail if the client is broke or the market tanks. Excellence avoids perverse incentives, proves more authentic than luck-driven success, and produces better long-term results because we control our improvement. When VandeHei launched Politico, he publicly taunted the Washington Post, claiming his tiny site would be better. Nothing screams weakness like arguing why someone else sucks. Nothing shows strength like demonstrating why your ideas are better. The excellence imperative means avoiding losing behaviors, whining about others' advantages, gossiping, acting with malice, being driven by envy or bragging. Win by making your case on your terms, not by trashing others. Excellence also requires modulating reactions. When Politico launched, VandeHei had one speed, fast and furious, demanding everyone match his 4 a.m. start. This metabolism crushed others, creating high burnout. Practice the Goldilocks approach. Recognize stress responses, know your triggers, find calming practices, and cultivate bad times optimism to see challenges as learning opportunities. In 2016, VandeHei heard 9 words in church that changed everything. All you can do is the next right thing. This mantra helped him navigate leaving Politico when its funder tried to cheat them out of millions. His instinct was to fight publicly, but focusing on getting the next thing right saved him from his worst impulses. Our most common sin is laziness or ambivalence, doing nothing when we should act. The antidote? Consider what you'd want your kids or parents to see you do, then do it. VandeHei's wife, Autumn, a former social worker, transformed his thinking about helping people in need. Her philosophy? If I'm going to make a mistake, I want to err on the side of giving a drug addict money rather than not giving a hungry person means to eat. This help, don't hide mindset applies everywhere. We all need a framework for who and what matters, plus a mechanism for allocating time to each. Otherwise, life throws us from obligation to distraction without purpose. Joy isn't simply a byproduct of good times. It can be an active choice during crappy ones. The distance between who you are and who you want to be isn't bridged by one grand gesture, but by thousands of small, intentional choices. Start today. Do the next right thing. That's how ordinary people write extraordinary stories, one deliberate decision at a time. Because in the end, it really is possible. Zoteca.